Hi, everybody. This is Tari, and I'm here with a friend of mine, Kareem. We're talking about angels and dream interpretations tonight. But before we get started, we'll give you a little bit of information about us. As I said, I'm Tari, and I've been able to see and talk to angels and the masters and people that have transferred over since I was 3 years old. I thought everybody could do it, but wow. Big surprise when they couldn't. But what we're here to do tonight is talk about dream interpretations, but I'm going to turn it over to Kareem. Please tell a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you do.
Oh, I'm kind of like you, Tari. From the age of six, almost seven, I had my first experience with angels and was really open up to my psychic abilities from the age of 6 to 14. And then at 14, I kind of shut it off. Like, I think a lot of people, are first opening up to their psychic abilities, you know, sometimes it can be quite scary when you're a child. And I shut it off for about 3 to 4 years, three years. And then I've been working with the angels ever since and, fine tuning my psychic abilities ever since. So I'm happy to be on the show with you tonight, Tari.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're here. So we put an idea and ran a few ideas by with each other, and that's what Kareem and I do. And we thought tonight would be a great way to talk about dreams and how angels, ideas, thoughts, your higher self, whatever you believe in, can talk to you through dreams. So Kareem, have you had any experience with that yourself?
Yes, absolutely. I think I dream every single night, and my dreams are quite intense. They're always intense, filled with a lot of emotion, and I feel everything in my dream. Sometimes I wake up feeling exactly what I was feeling in the dream. I wake up, if my hand gets hurt, I wake up with my hand hurt. So I dream every single night. I'm sorry? What did you say, Tari? Hello? Oh, there you are. You're back again. Okay, good. I think it's your mic. Don't move now. Don't move.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Put on the silver cables, okay? Just let you know. Anyway. Makes it seem more human, right?
You're perfect. We can hear you. It's good.
Good. Anyway, I was getting ready to have the rabbit ears and, hold the tinfoil thing there. We were talking about dreams. Yeah, and you were talking about your dreams. So what kind of dreams have you been having or have you had in the past that has given you some incredible information and great information?
I've had a lot of different dreams. I think, it depends on what you're going through too. I really believe that, if you're looking for insight into a problem in your life, they'll come with you in a different form. I've had dreams where, I really needed to know that my angels were around me and they appeared to me in my dreams and they gave me their names and everything. And it was, what I had asked for. And I think I make it a practice that every night, before I go to bed, whatever issues is on my mind concerning me, whether it's career, relationships, my health, anything, I'll ask my angels if they can, give me the answer in my dreams. And
So what's been the most recent dream that you've had? Because I know that you went through a lot of life changes.
Oh, yes. One of my life changes was, I was going through a career decision, basically. What I wanted to do is I was deciding whether or not I should return back to the retail industry. And I've been doing that, ever since I got out of college. I've been in the retail industry, in the corporate world. And, I really felt that my soul's calling, my life purpose here is to help people and to go a different path. And I was struggling with that, because, what people are always afraid of change and, you're comfortable with what you know. And what I knew was retail and it would be just an easy thing for me just to keep going that route. But I knew I wanted to go a different way and to help people and do what I'm doing now. And one night I just asked my angels, I said, please just come to me in my dreams and tell me that I'm on the right path here, because I'm really struggling with this and I need some help. So I prayed that, you know, the answer would be given to me. And that night I dreamt that I had gone back to retail, the company that I had worked for, and they really loved the fact that I was there. However, I felt really uncomfortable around them. I just was not happy. And, you know, the whole time everybody's smiling around me, and I just felt, you know, that I just didn't belong there. And in that dream, I went into a room, and that's where you were, Tari. I think I told you about this dream. You were there. And I remember thinking when I walked into this room, I said, this is where I should be. And I felt, you know, really good about it. There was another woman that was in the room with us. And I said, you know, I felt like this is where I belong. And all of a sudden, a coworker, you know, in the dream, wanted me to go buy something with her. So we went into this van and she's driving it. And I go with her to go run this errand for something that she needed to get for work. And when we're there, all of a sudden we start shooting backwards back to the office really, really fast. The car is actually traveling backwards and going at lightning speed back to the office. And I woke up thinking, I knew exactly what this dream meant. It was showing me that if I went back to retail, yes, everybody would be happy to see me, you know, and it would be easy, but I would not be happy there. And I needed to pick the route of what my true calling is, which you were the representation of that in the dream. And then to give me another symbol of going the wrong way, they had the van go backwards at lightning speed back to that office, which if anything isn't clear enough, that was a very clear message for me. I said, I got it. If I go back to retail, I'm going backwards. I'm not doing that. I'm going forwards and I'm on the right path. So it was a wonderful dream. And I really appreciate having been shown that. So.
Oh, that's good. Now I have one question for you. Did I look slim in the dream?
That was a really good dream.
Yeah. Did I look slim in the dream? That's all I want to know.
You looked gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, as usual, with your six-pack abs and your ballerina body.
There you go. I tell you what, that's funny because you can never be too rich or too slim, right? You know, and
You don't have to worry about that, Tari. Your figure would put anyone to shame.
I'm going to pay you later. Anyway,
Tari, we've got Lindsay from New Jersey on line one. You want to take this call?
Yes. Anyway.
Hi, Tari.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm good. Hi, Kareem. How are you?
Good.
Well, tell us about your dreams. Yes. Or do you have questions? Because I know you've had a lot of stuff happen.
Yes, I've had a reoccurring dream that's been happening. One of my angels, Lily, actually, she keeps on sending me to this store and we're shopping. She's not an angel. She's more of like a friend in my dream, and I'm happy. I'm excited. And she keeps on sending me that. And I'm also getting another one from her. I'm looking for work, and I have found my dream job, although I don't think that they... felt the same way about me, because I still haven't heard anything from them, but she keeps on making me, like, feel like I'm going to be working soon, like, it's when it's really nice, and in New Jersey, it's beautiful, so the weather's getting really warm, and she's giving me this feeling of warmth, like sunlight on my face while I'm walking in, and I'm just not sure what it all means, or if it's fine, or if this job is going to happen, if it's a different one, or when. Whenever I meditate on it, I can't, there's like a wall up. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out what's going on.
Wow. That's...
Go and tell her what you feel it is, Kareem, because I want to see what you have to say about it.
Lindsay, those dreams are wonderful and amazing, and you have an angel that is really looking out for you. And what I feel that she's doing is she's sensing all the you know, how challenged you've been and the struggle that you're going through. And these dreams are being sent to you to let you know that everything is going to work out fine for you. It really, really is. And she's sending you these dreams so that you can be happy and feel some joy. Because when you're in these dreams, you're quite happy when you're shopping and all of that, and you're with her, and you know, she's letting you know that she's by your side, that you will be working very soon, that you don't have anything to worry about. And she's trying to help you relax your mind and be confident in yourself and have faith. The shopping in your dream represents, it's representative of letting you know that, you know, when you're shopping for things, you know, even in real life, right, you're picking and choosing what you want. Everything's at your disposal, right? And you can buy what you want. You're getting what you need in your life, right, when you're shopping. It's the same thing in your dream. She's showing you that you have all the tools available for you. You have everything at your disposal. Anything that you dream for your life, you can manifest. And she's by your side as your, and representing as your friend in your dream. And she's showing you, you know, the other dream where you were, you know, you weren't sure about the job and all that stuff. She's showing you the sunlight to let you know that everything is going to be okay. She's giving you the warmth of light, the warmth of your higher spirit to let you know that you should just be at peace. Everything's going to work out just fine. You don't need to worry anymore. I mean, she really is helping you through this. And right now her purpose is just to have your mind be rest assured that everything's going to be okay. And she's showing you these symbols, and the feeling in the dream is what is really important to you. So how did you feel in the dream when you were shopping? You were happy, right? So that's what she's trying to give you, a gift. She's trying to give you the gift of happiness to let you, and so that you can get yourself out of the, you know, because you probably, when you're not sleeping, right, and you're awake in your daily life, you're probably really concerned and worrying a lot, right? So she's sending you happiness in your dreams to let you know everything's going to be okay. She's also helping you provide a little bit of balance too as well, so that you're not so stressed out. And there really is nothing to stress out about, Lindsay. You're going to be fine. You're absolutely going to be fine. And these dreams are so wonderful. So, so wonderful. I wish I had these dreams. I wish I was shopping.
I like to take it outside the dream. Hey, Lindsay, listen, here's what I feel with you. First of all, I think that you're going through a lot of transition, and I get that. I think the job is there for you, and it's not that they, and really be careful about how you say you don't think that they want you, because I think that they do. The other thing is that I know you're learning a lot, and you're meditating, and you're talking to your angels, and you're developing, a relationship with your angels even more. But I think that your job is there, okay? As she's saying, the sunlight on your face. But I also really, if something's not happening quick enough for us, one of the things that, the biggest thing is that a lot of times it's about teaching us faith. And that sometimes can be really, really challenging. Although it says, oh, I would like to have more faith, right? Well, you get it, you know, and you get to practice it. The other thing is that, there's something about you and your boyfriend and with this weight that's showing up, too as well. I'm not sure what that means, but, you know, your boyfriend is helping, you know, you guys are working together, and it's really developing a strong relationship with you too. Although I know that it can be, I know that it, cause I just saw that clairvoyantly. I know that it can be really, really challenging, when you're waiting and you feel so much pressure, but I'm going to tell you something right now. You'll have your dream job, and that's something that your angels are telling you in the dream itself. And Corrine and I are confirming that for you. Just have faith. You know, Angel Coach, just give us a call, because what I'm being led to share with you about the IMs and the, Daily Diamonds.
Oh, yes. That would really help her.
Yeah. Cause so she can, cause you're digging and you're reaching down inside of yourself, and it's going to happen. So just good luck. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye,
all right. Lindsay. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks,
have a good night.
All right. Bye bye. Anyway, I love her. She's so sweet, isn't she? Okay, so yeah, she is. Anyway, okay, so you were telling about your dreams and how you can, you know, you wanted to know something about your career, and they came to you and showed you that you're on your right path, right? I mean, mm-hmm. This is what you're passionate about, working with passion. Mm-hmm. And so you've got confirmation that you're in the right space. I also know that that you've had dreams about money situations resolving, and they did. You know, where you were waiting for something, the check's mm-hmm. in the mail, and it finally came. It came, right? And, mm-hmm. but it wasn't too late. It was just in divine and perfect timing. What kind of dreams do we have? Let's talk about those. Let's open that up and talk about it. And by the way, if anybody wants to call and share a dream or ask a question about a dream or a psychic reading, we're here. Yeah. So they can call us at bbs.com. I think they have the numbers. So.
Right. Okay. Well, there are There are lots of different types of dreams. There are six actual different types of dreams that we can kind of bunch them into. The first is a clearing dream, which is a dream that basically is a dream where you can just vent. It's basically helping you to vent out information from the day. It's the purpose of that is just to release all the stresses and all the useless concerns that we keep in our mind. The second is the teaching dream, which, it gives you information on problems that you're facing currently. A lot of times people, a teaching dream also happens like whenever you have like deja vu. Deja vu is actually most of the time remembering what your superconscious mind has actually stored in your subconscious memory back during the dream state. So it's always interesting when you have a deja vu experience. It's usually part of a teaching dream that you had a couple nights before. The third type of dream is like a problem-solving dream, a dream that you specifically asked for a resolution for. Those are the best, I think. Four is a precognitive dream, and five are prophetic dreams, which tell you about the future, which you have had plenty of, I'm sure. We should talk about that. What was the? Because you were telling me a story about how whenever you move, you have a dream about it, right?
You know, I do. And since I was a little kid, I remember the first dream I had probably with that was when I was 4 or 5, and the angels would come to me and say, okay, it's time to move. And I'd tell my mom, and she would be like, how do you know? She was like, how do you know this? And they would show me what kind of house I was going to live in and where we were going to be and what it would look like. And ever since I was that age, when I need to move or when it's time for me to move, I will always get a dream about it, and it will show me the place and tell me where I need to look and the person that I need to talk to. And that is, and it's pretty incredible. I'll give you, for instance, right now I'm living in a place and someone goes, a friend of mine says, how long are you going to live there? And I go, I don't know. I just got a dream about packing. And so I packed everything, which I have a, philosophy. I can leave anywhere within 2 hours, whether it's to a new house or to an airport. And, I travel really light. So, that's right for me right now. And, I said, I haven't gotten the dream where I'm supposed to go, but I got when I'm supposed to leave. So my bags are packed, and I'm ready to go. Just don't know where it's going to be at, but, I will give you for instance, last year I was living on the beach I had a 2-bedroom place and it was beautiful. It was right on the beach because I love water. And I had a dream. It's like, you need to move now and you need to go and they showed me where I needed to be with and live, and you need to work on your book and these doors are going to open. And you know what? I was working on my book, getting the deal with the publisher and doing the workshops. And then I'd have the next dream where I was supposed to go. And then I was actually planning on coming back to North Carolina, where I'm originally from, and I was going to live with a friend of mine who was a lifelong friend. He and I have known each other since we were 15. And in a dream state, a week before I was supposed to be with him, I got this dream, and my angel said, if you go there, it's not the right place for you. You need to go stay with your father visit with him.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was one of the hardest things, because this guy I really have loved since I was a kid. I mean, I love him now. He's, and I'm happy for him. He's, we will always be best friends. I told him that I would be his bridesmaid at his wedding. You know what I mean? So we make a joke about that, but that was one of the hardest things to do. And to follow that guidance. But I went to stay with my father, and visited with him for about a month. And out of that, we were able to, I don't know if anybody on that's listening has ever had issues with their parents, but you try to raise them right, you got to let them go. And, yeah, right. But my father and I were able to resolve a lot of things and get closer. And so that was a good thing. And I came back and, I had told a friend of ours, Willie, I said, Willie, I'm supposed to, I'm going to move in and house it for somebody. And so out of that, I didn't get to go with my friend. I got to visit with my father, and then I got to house it and live in a 7,500 square foot house with its own pool and jacuzzi and write and do a lot of, neat stuff. And I was by myself and living in an amazing house. So it was pretty incredible. Yeah. So you just follow your dreams, and everything.
Right. Yeah, I think that's amazing. I should mention that the six, I named six, and I forgot to, I didn't name the last type of dream you have, which is just outside interference. And that's just, you know, when you go to sleep, when you watch a movie about, I don't know, a dog, or you hear your neighbor's dog barking as you're falling asleep, and all of a sudden a dog appears to you in your dream. Those are just outside interference. So, you know, same with, like, you know, if you have indigestion before you go to bed, symbols can show up that really don't mean anything. It's just outside interference. And I hate when that happens. So I'll dream, like, I'll watch a horror movie, and all of a sudden I'll have a nightmare that's exactly like the horror movie. And I'm like, what does this mean? But it really just means nothing. Tari, we've got Diane from Colorado on line two.
Oh, okay, cool. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
What's she got?
Do you hear me?
Hi, Diane.
I have a question that is kind of, it's not a specific dream. It's a question I had regarding like astral travel when you're sleeping. Because when I lost my son 2 years ago, when I would wake up in the morning, I felt like I had just seen him. I didn't feel like any time had elapsed since I just saw him. And then progressively as the day would wear on, I'd feel more and more sad, and I'd feel more and more detached, like I had this loss. But then at night when I would go to bed, I would once again, you know, wake up happy the next morning as if I just saw him. And I felt like I was visiting him in my sleep. Is this something that I was just having memories of him in my sleep? Because I always have that sensation, like when I first wake up, that I'm getting sucked back down into my body. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're kind of floating around in your body, and then when you wake up, you kind of feel this weird equilibrium shift, like you're kind of getting sucked back down into your body.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. When we sleep at night, you know, our physical bodies are our physical bodies. It's not who we are. Our spirit, our soul is who we are. And when we actually sleep, our soul leaves our physical shell, our physical body, but we're attached to the body by a silver cord. And so what you actually did was your soul traveled, and actually you were spending time with him. And it's strange that you say, you know, like when you come back and you go back into your body after you wake up, have you ever experienced where, like, all of a sudden you're jerking when you're falling asleep? That's basically like a bad exit. It's like your soul's having a hard time. It's exiting the body badly. Or if, when you wake up and you can't move or you can't talk, it means you're half in and half out of the body. So, so what you're actually experiencing is your soul you're actually projecting yourself, and you are spending time with them. We have no boundaries when we sleep at night. Our soul can go to different planes and realms and explore. And it's amazing that you've been able to do that, because you were actually spending time with them. And you're carrying the residual energy of that when you're waking up. You feel like you've just seen it, because you really have. We have no boundaries.
Like I really have. And I'm doing the same thing now with my ex-boyfriend. I haven't seen him for about, I don't know, 6 months. And I wake up in the morning, and I'm still with him. I'm still, like, we're having a conversation, and it doesn't feel like a dream. It feels like we're really spending time together, and I don't miss him when I first wake up. And once again, it's just like with my son. As the day wears on, the doubts start creeping in, and the pessimistic, you know, side of me starts going, oh, this is never going to work out. But then I wake up in the morning feeling like everything's fine. I just saw him, and it's the same. It's the same feeling I got with my son, only this man is alive and my son is passed on. And can we do that with other, you know, beings who are still living, breathing beings, or with anybody?
Can I answer that? Yeah, I was going to say, Tari, I think you should answer this one.
Listen, I have to share this with you, because this is really cool. We astral travel, we can go to different places. We can go to the higher realms, you know, with the angels, or we can go to different dimensions. So you can astral travel with anyone, and we're not bound by the physical body, you know, like you guys were talking about. But yeah, you're probably visiting with your ex-boyfriend. And that's one of the things that I want to share with you. When you dream, and I'll share my own experience with this. When you start working with your higher self, you have to work with your higher self first, and that's part of you that's connected to all that it is. You know, that feels love for your children, feels love for your boyfriend or your husband. When you connect with that part of yourself, and then you think about with the man of your dreams or the woman of your dreams, connecting with her, him, or even your children, it doesn't matter, friends, then you can really start communicating what you really, really, really want to say to them and to be. Is your boyfriend, are you guys working it out?
I haven't talked to him for a couple of weeks. And, you know, the last conversation we had was more of a, you know, I'll see you and whenever I see you and we'll go from there. So there was no real, you know, dialogue on, you know, let's really push forward with this. So, but then I feel like when I go to sleep that there is.
So that's what's happening. You guys are actually talking and your higher selves are connecting and communicating. The other night, and I'll share that, and I hope this will help you, because when you start talking to him, you don't have to wait till you dream to do that or till you sleep. You can actually do it, like, right before you go to sleep. And we'll talk about the subconscious in just a second. But when I did that, I was working with someone's higher self, and actually I had probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, in the dream, I saw this person come to me and just say, hey, listen, I'm going to be at this certain place at this certain time, and you be there. And so, and that was the case with this person. So all I'm saying to you is when you start working on a higher level or with a higher self, or you have astral traveling with that person, that means your vibration is pretty high in the first place, to connect and remember it or have a feeling about it. But you don't have to wait until you're in a dream state. You can just say, hey, let's travel together. Let's talk about things, you know, and really pour out your heart to him. And then you'll start seeing the results a lot quicker in your daily relationship with him. I have a friend of mine, Janice, has started doing that in her dreams, like working with her boyfriend who's estranged. Is that how you say it? Or he's like broke up. And it's a nice way of saying they broke up. And they're getting back together, but she started working with him in you know, right before she went to bed, spending 5 minutes just connecting with her higher self and then his higher self. And you and I've talked about that, Green. We'll talk about it before we leave the call tonight. And so now they're having dinner together and thinking and talking about moving in together and being together full time. It's very similar to your situation, Diane, too, as well. So. Yeah, but it looks like he's coming back. If you guys are talking and communicating, just continue to do what you're doing. It's working.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
Bye.
I think it's sweetheart, isn't she? Anyway, okay, so we were talking about the six types of dreams and you know, Diane brought up a good idea. When she was talking about your higher self, and what do you feel about that? You know, because we were talking earlier about how important is it to ask before you go to sleep at night to really, you know, ask questions and how do you do that so you can have the best dreams possible and really connect with your angels, your guides, your people on the other side that you know, may have transferred over, like my mom. You know, you've got people who transferred over. So how can you connect with them and get the answers that you're looking for?
I think it's important, yeah, to raise your vibration, right? I think we were talking about that earlier. And how do you do that? How do you do that? You're really good at doing that. You can do that in an instant. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think it's important for people to know how to raise their vibrations. Because what does that mean? Raise your vibration. You know, what does that mean to me? I don't know. What are we doing? Are we going up inside of our minds? How do you raise your vibration?
Right. Okay. So, and I know that you're doing a lot with it as well. So I'll give you my thoughts on it and then you share stuff to me if you don't mind. To raise your vibration means that it's like, it's your emotional side. It's where your emotions are at. That's the best. I think Esther and Jerry Hicks in the Law of Attraction talk about that. And then you go, okay, where your emotions are at is a good, guidance system to where your vibration or how you feel. So how you feel, if you're feeling sad, you're feeling not so hot, you're feeling mad, angry, you know, whatever you're feeling, you can change that in an instant. And how do you do that? Well, you know, first of all, the first thing you do is say, hey, I'd like to feel better. This doesn't feel good. And that's, you know, and I acknowledge that I feel that way, but I'd like to change it. Because when you start changing how you feel, and, you know, and you can do that with meditation, with the daily IMs, with the daily diamonds, all those things. And that means that you can, when you start dreaming, or when you start thinking, you can attract, you can track the answers in your dreams. You can actually track them in your daily life as well. And you've had a lot of examples of that. And I'll share this with you. When I started really, really working with that, because, you know, I don't know if anybody on the call, this isn't a call, has ever been financially challenged. You know, this is a nice way of saying you're broke, right? I've been there. I've lost it all and recreated it, you know, and I was telling a friend of mine the other day, I go, you put 150 units of work in to get one unit of pay. And, you know, now it's finally turning around for me. But certain things that I did was meditation. And I realized that it wasn't about money. It was about just being, it was like really finding my passion. And then I've had dreams about that. You've had dreams about that. The other night I had a dream that you and I were in school with a lot of other people. And certain things were getting ready to happen, you know, with our work, you know, here at Angel Coaches. And then I saw, you know, things that were getting ready to happen. I was like, wow, it blew me away. But, one of the things that you need to do if you're not getting dreams like that, or if you're not feeling like that, is where are your emotions at on a daily basis? And so, if you want something different, then you've got to change your thoughts. Right. And it's important to do that before you go to sleep at night. One of the things that you need to do is, or if you want to change it, and it's okay, you can be however you want to be until you want something different. One of the things that you can do to change it is to, as I said, meditation. We do something, you know, at Angel Coaches called the Daily IMs and the Daily Diamonds. Or you can, you know, I mean, even if it's just listening to some great music, but 5 minutes before you go to bed, talk about what you want to do, or have a conversation with yourself. You don't have to do it out loud, because some people might think you're crazy. But, you know, hey, this is, I am strong. I am going to have the job of my dreams. I'm going to have the woman, man of my dreams, whatever you're into. And then, and show me in a dream state how that can happen. But you have to retrain your subconscious first, don't you think? What do you feel about that?
I agree. And I also believe that you have to be open to really, you have to be really open to receiving the best and highest solution. And you have to be open to receiving the answers that you're looking for. A lot of times, you know, you have to be truthful with yourself, you know. Sometimes the answer will be given to you and you don't really want to see it or hear it, you know. And so I think it's also important to, when you're raising your vibration and you're thinking about what you really do want in your life, and you raise your vibration and you think positive thoughts, you also have to be open to receiving the answers, no matter how they come. So, to read, we've got Brad from Canada on line 3.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Tari. Hi, Corinne. Thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. The information that you were both just talking about was probably most of my question. It was fantastic. So good timing, synchronicity. I do a lot of meditation and sort of a lot of energy work. And one of my frustrations is that I would love to consciously connect with my angels and higher self more consciously. And that's just not happening for me, although I feel I get like information downloads in the daytime from the night before. I can't remember my dreams, and it's kind of frustrating. Just wondered what you might have to say about that.
Okay, good. Corinne, you go first, and I'll finish up.
Okay.
This is really good, too.
Yeah, I know. I believe that you are connecting with them. And, you know, the issue with not remembering your dreams, it just takes practice. And what I do, you know, there was a period of time where, and I remember my dreams almost every single night, and I make it an intention to, and it took a lot of practice. I would, every night before I would go to bed, I would say, you know, this is the problem that I would like resolved. You know, please come to me and show me the messages in my dream. And my intention is that I will wake up and I will remember the symbols. And at first, we just start off with, even if you just remember the feeling of a dream, that's all that you need. And even though you may say that you don't remember the dream, your subconscious really has stored it. And you'll go away with a feeling about that dream, or, a problem will be resolved to you. So don't worry if you can't remember a dream, because no matter what, it's always being stored inside of you. But if you do want to remember it, just I just practice and I just make it an intention to every night remember the dream. And slowly, surely, I remember everything now. I mean, it would start off with just first remembering only the feeling of a dream or just a person or just a symbol. And the more practice you do every single night, the more you'll start to remember. And now I remember almost everything. I remember every tiny detail to the point where I sometimes don't really want to remember everything because it's a little bit of an overload. But it just takes practice. And you are connecting with your angels. You are. And please have faith in that because you absolutely are. And all that it takes is just for you just to go with intention every night and just say, I will remember it. And you will. And you will. And even if you don't worry about that because the message that was sent to you by your angels is stored already inside of your spirit. And just have faith in that. I mean, it truly is the truth. I guarantee it is the truth.
Yeah. I feel that. Thank you very much for that.
Let me add a little bit to that, if you don't mind, Brad. One of the things that I always share with people is that this sounds so trite, but put a pad and paper by your bed, and when you wake up, just train yourself to write down the dream. And that is huge, and I did that, and then it became a problem because I couldn't read my handwriting after about 10 minutes, but hey, I had the dream down. And the other thing that you want to connect with your higher self and see your angels in a waking state, is that correct? Is that what you're looking to do?
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion? Because we teach classes about that at Angel Coaches, but let me give you a couple things that will really help you now. First of all, a lot of times you're going to get thoughts. Do you know what I mean? That may seem like they're your thoughts, but it's really your angels talking to you. Look at where, how they feel. You know what I mean? And your emotions will tell you this feels good, this doesn't feel good. And they may talk to you in a voice that sounds like your own. But to get used to it, to talking and communicating and seeing and talking and hearing and all those things with your angels, a lot of times what they'll do is that they will give you like baby steps, you know what I mean? And that's so important, because it feels like they are already connecting with you, and they're giving you thoughts, and, you've got your own personal guardian angel. There's also, I want to share this with you, Saint Germain, is with you. Do you know who he is?
That's so interesting because just about 3 days ago, I found an old necklace of mine that I forgot all about years ago, and it was a Saint Germain necklace.
Okay.
I don't know who it is, though.
Okay. Well, Saint Germain, I love him. Okay. He's like and I'm being asked to, Google him tonight if you have a computer, which most people do. Or go Google him because he's like he's in charge of the violet flame. He's a very, very powerful ascended master. But you have a great spiritual work that you're here to do. And I just see him, like, you surrounded by violet, like a violet flame. Also Archangel Michael is with you. Love Archangel Michael. He gives you strength and courage. And, but you've got a great hand of poker right now with your angels and your guides and your ascended masters play it. And really research Saint Germain. He's with you. He's very strong. I always see him with gold shoes and purple. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And connecting with your higher self. Karina and I were talking about that today. One of the things that you do is find that part of yourself that is when you meditate, that's full of love and peace. You know what I mean? And that's so important to do because when you do that, then you can connect with someone else's higher self, all right? And it's going to feel amazing, all right? The vibration. Didn't you say, Green, today when you were connecting with, we were talking about someone you connected with their higher self, it felt the vibration changed immediately, right?
Right. It was like much, much lighter. And it's like, and you can kind of feel it within you too, that your own internal vibration is kind of like lifted. And it just feels, I can't even describe it. It's like a, almost blissful feeling. It's like almost like just a joyful, blissful feeling that you're tapping into. And that's when I know when I'm tapping into my own higher self and the higher self within another. And, it's just a good feeling. And I think you're right. I think meditation for you, Brad, would really, really be helpful. And what Terry said is the truth. You are connecting with them, with your angels every single day. And you know, I'm not, when I connect with my angels, I'm not hearing, Terry hears actual voices. I don't hear the voices. I hear my own voice, and it's much, much softer. And, you know, and I know it's not, you learn it through time that, you know, you may think that you're thinking these thoughts on your own, but really it's inspiration from your angels. So don't worry if you're not hearing voices like Terry does. I don't either, but I what I hear is the, impressions that they're giving me. And I hear my own voice in my head. And it's coming from a separate place. It's not my own thoughts. It's like a totally separate inspired thought, that comes from my angels. So,
Yeah, and by the way, I see him and talk to him, and Corrine does it. She's downplaying what she does, but she's amazing. So, Brad, remember Angel Coaches, and go to the website, because there's a lot of the things that we have on there that would help you. That, you know, that we're talking about the Daily Diamonds and the IM, that go there and fill out a form, and we'll make sure we send them to you. Okay, so if you can do that. All right.
Okay. So, thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. He might be gone. I hope he gets it.
I think so.
Anyway, still learning about this stuff. Okay, so we were talking about, I think you were talking about the six types of dreams, and we were talking about types of different dreams that we've had, and the higher self and law of attraction. What other important things do you think in dreams that we need to discuss, Corrine? Because I you know, we got some really cool stuff here to talk about, but I want to make sure people know how they can dream big, right? You know what I mean? So,
right.
And get information, accurate information, the correct information. That's important too as well. I want to share this with you guys, whoever's listening. One of the things that, you know, I when I had a dream about not staying, going to live with my friend, I remember my angel said to me, they go, Therese, there's someone better for you. I don't know if I've met him or not, or maybe I met him and he's gone. That would not be good. But it doesn't really matter, you know, when perfect timing, divine and perfect timing happens.
Right.
Good. But, you know, when you're really, be willing to listen to your angels, your guides, your ascended masters, about, you know, if they have someone better for you, you know what I mean? Instead of saying, I want this person, or I want this guy or this girl, or you need, would it maybe instead of saying I want the guy or the girl for that's perfect for where I'm at right now. What do you think about that? You
know, right. Right. Well, I think we get caught up in how we want things to show up for us. I think it's important to always ask for whatever is in our best and highest interest. And that's why it's important that if you're asking for an answer in your dream, you have to be open to receiving anything that comes to you. And you cannot be stuck on exactly, you know, if you're asking, you know, will I find the love of my life? But you have in your mind that it has to be this one person, and your angels come to you in your dreams and they show you somebody else. You can't resist that and say, no, that's not the message. I got the wrong message, because that's not the message I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be open to, receiving the messages and not be stuck on how you want the answers to be shown to you, because, you know, our dreams are just one great avenue for messages to come to us. You know, so it's great. We have to be able to take advantage of that, of dreams. Terry, we've got Willie, on line two. Willie from Florida on line two.
Willie.
Hello.
Willie.
Hi, Willie.
Hello, Corrine and Terry. How are you?
Hey, we're good.
Good.
What's up?
Good.
You got a dream or a question?
Yes, I have a question. I usually always remember my dreams, but I've had a puzzling dream, reoccurring dream lately. Had it again last night. In the dream, there's a woman. She's dressed in white. I can't remember her face. I can't see her face in the dream. And for some reason, she's walking in front of me with these flowing white gown or whatever, and she keeps waving back at me to follow her. And I have no clue what this dream is about.
Do you follow her, or do you wake up?
Yes. As I'm following her, I can never catch up to her. and I've had this dream like three nights in a row. So is it an angel? Is this someone I'm meeting in the future? Is this a guide? What do you think this is? Because usually I can figure it out, but right now I'm stumped.
Okay. Corinne, what do you go first, and then I'll finish up.
I really feel that it's an angel, and she's in white, which is the symbol of guidance. You know, it's the light of God. It's protection and truth and guidance. And I think she is because you're here to do some spiritual work, and I think she is your angel that's going to help you with that. And I think she's telling you to follow her. That you're going to be shown the way.
Okay.
And that's what I feel, Tari. What do you get from that?
When you said it, Willie, I got angel guide, and that's what it feels like that it is for you. Mm-hmm. And so instead of her being your girlfriend, maybe she's going to, you know, show you a way that you can get your girlfriend.
Okay.
That's not bad either. That's
yeah.
Not bad either.
angel girlfriend wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Angel girlfriend's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. There you go, Willie. No, but it feels like she's trying to give you information and wanting you to follow her. What I would recommend that you do is before you go to bed at night or go to sleep, say, hey, I'm ready to follow you. Give me the information that you want to give me. Because I'm going to promise you, when you ask that, it's going to turn out better than you think. Okay. And then meditation and stuff.
Well, let me ask you this. If you tap into her or you feel anything, anybody coming up with a possible name, I mean, doesn't matter, but if you do, let me know.
Okay, you got it. We'll ask anybody you want to call and make a comment about his dream or anybody's dream, please feel free. And also, if you have a question like you just had, that we're here for a couple more minutes anyway. Let's talk about, because we're going to have to leave in a few minutes, Corinne. So I want to ask a question, too, of dream symbols. Some of the dream symbols that we have, common dream symbols, what are they? I know a house is one of them. What does a house mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, everything in your dream is you. Yeah, we are all the writers, we're the director, we're the producer.
Hello?
Star of our dream. So everything that you see in a dream is a representation of you. And a house is you too. A house, any kind of structure or building. If you're in a house, it indicates, you know, a great potential and awareness of opportunities and your inner resources. Another, you know, common symbol that we have is, if you're in a boat or a ship is your emotional vehicle, and it lets you know what's going on in your emotional life.
Right.
So it's important to pay attention, like if you're riding on choppy waters or if it's going up and down, are you docked and not moving, or are you at the helm? All of those are important. Water is also representative of emotions. I know when I've been dealing with something emotionally, I always dream that I'm like in the middle of an ocean swimming, and I'm just surrounded by water. I get that a lot, and it always tells me that I need to find a little bit more balance and pay attention to my emotions in my waking state, and work through whatever is bothering me. So I appreciate that symbol. That comes to me whenever I'm feeling a little bit emotionally drained.
Hey, let me ask you, I want to add this about water. Water also can be a mass consciousness. You know what I mean? So you've got to really look at that. So like the pool, like when you dream of a pool, the ocean is, so it can be like a mass consciousness. So really look around and what you see besides the water. That's something that I know too as well. So little addition. Yeah. So. And also the house. When you're dreaming about a house, what room are you dreaming about? Like when you're in, I remember I had a dream one time and I was told to go to the kitchen to get food. And I knew that when you're in the kitchen, it's spiritual food. You know what I mean? And then I heard a phone ring and I picked it up and I heard this voice say, meditate more. I'm like, okay. So, So you've got to look at that too as well. The bedroom, what does that mean? Sometimes it doesn't mean, it just means more intimacy.
You mean more sex, that's what it means.
Yeah, more sex. Okay. And when you have bad dreams, sometimes it's not saying something bad, it's actually just giving you something to look out for, right?
Right. Okay. Right. And I mean, nightmares, I have a lot of nightmares, and I've had them since I was a kid. But, you know, the most frightening dreams often have the most positive insights, like once you've worked out their meaning. So it's nothing to be afraid of. And they come to you in the form of nightmares so that you pay attention. They're, you know, your angels or your higher self is trying to get your attention. So they're coming to you in a form of a nightmare. And, you know, it's usually a nightmare is just, it's showing us a fear that's been blown out of proportion or something that's been suppressed within us that's affecting us negatively. So, you know, the nightmares and they indicate opportunities for growth. And it's just a call for attention. I get those a lot.
I don't know what that's about. Anyway. Okay. And so let me ask you a question, too. So nightmares are, I have a friend of mine that had a nightmare. He was dreaming really nasty dreams. And I said, learn to observe it and ask not to be a part of it if you want to do that. He goes, observe it and don't ask to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Emotionally. Because he was dreaming about his ex-wife. He goes, on that night, I'll be at the Hugh Hefner Playboy Mansion. Oh my God. Like, that's pretty cool. Anyway, so we're getting ready because we're going to have to leave in just a second or two. But we have, if you go to angelcoaches.com, we have a lot of classes. Some of them are mastering your own energy. I know that you do a class on how to read angel cards, mediumship class, past life regression. We've got, and we also have a free call. It's all about manifesting. It's a whole spiritual group that you can call into every Tuesday night at 9:30. It costs you zero, just your time. And we've got some great speakers on there. And Corrine, that's been a great call. So what's the number there? You want to give it to people? Or they can go to angelcoaches.com, but share with them the number if you like.
Sure. The number, and again, it's free. It's 1-308-344-6400. And just enter in the passcode 918787 pound.
And that's, and if you don't, and you didn't get that, you can go to angelcoaches.com. And we've got our next shows. You want to go over that, what our next shows are going to be about? So people,
our next shows coming up will be about the law of attraction, connecting with loved ones who have crossed over, seven secrets for attracting abundance and success, and archangels and how they can help us, learning to increase your vibration, which we spoke a little bit about today, and we'll speak a little bit further on that in one of our next shows.
Yes, when you learn to increase your vibration, you get more money, more prosperity, and more love.
We love that. We love that. More of everything.
Yeah, more of everything. There you go. Anyway, so that's about it tonight, you guys. Thank you so very much, and have a great night.